Item 841, appoint Sushila Jayapal and reappoint Joanna Priestley to the Board of Directors of the Regional Arts and Culture Council for terms to expire June 30, 2016.
Bring this over to Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm very pleased, excuse me, Mr. President, I'm very pleased to welcome two special guests this morning. Jeff Hawthorne, who is the Regional Arts and Culture Council's Director of Community Affairs, and our newest board member, who is before us for an appointment, Sushila Jayapal. This morning, we are asking the council to appoint Sushila to a new term on the RAC board and to reappoint Joanna Priestley to her second term. Sushila would be joining a very strong and diverse board, and I know that her leadership and passion will serve the region and the RAC very well. I'm going to turn it over to Jeff to tee it up for us. Welcome.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, City Council members. Thank you for having us. It's always a great pleasure to come and have conversations with our elected officials. Last night, Commissioner Fish joined us at an event at the Japanese Garden where we were celebrating a new crop of arts leaders in our community, new executive directors and artistic directors, and it was really great that you could be there. So thank you, Commissioner Fish.
Can I just say that there was a moment, Commissioner Fritz, where the music from the Washington Park Summer Festival was coming up the hill, and it was sort of a country western with a twist. And we had the arts leaders, the rain had stopped. It was a perfect evening to be outside. We were in the Japanese Garden, and we were welcoming brand new, and then some local arts leaders who are being elevated at this reception. And I reflected to both Aja and to Jenny from my team who were there that it was just about a perfect evening. It brought all the pieces we love about this city together in one place. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. It was really nice. Today, I am filling in for Eloise, who's spending some time with her family in Vermont, but it is my great pleasure to get to introduce you to an extraordinary community volunteer who has accepted our invitation to join the RAC Board of Directors. Sushila is a retired lawyer, a talented writer, and just an overall great volunteer. She has just wrapped up chairing the Board of Literary Arts, which is where I first met her, and we've just invited her to say a few words to you today, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have before we ask for you to appoint her officially.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you, commissioners, for giving us this time. I am truly honored to be invited to serve on this board. I'm a strong, passionate believer in the role of arts in our civic life and in creating communities that are vibrant and thriving. I'm even more passionate about the role of arts in education. And, in terms of my previous arts experience, I'm a lifelong arts consumer. I love literature and theater and music and visual arts. But more specifically, as Jeff mentioned, I've had recent experience serving on nonprofit boards in arts and education. I'm still on the Literary Arts Board and just stepped down as chair, as Jeff mentioned. I also just wrapped up a term on the Board of All Hands Raised, which manages the Cradle to Career Partnership of Multnomah County and was quite deeply involved in creating that partnership. So really, for me, the chance to serve on the RAC Board is bringing together two areas that I have been involved with for some time and have a great deal of commitment to, arts and education. And I hope that I can bring that experience and that passion to bear in some way to help to serve on this board. I wanted to mention one arts experience I had not so long ago that really, for me, captures the promise of arts in life and in education. And this was an event called Verslandia. It's obviously a play on the title of the television show Portlandia. It's a poetry slam competition for high school students, and it's organized by Literary Arts in collaboration with high school principals across the city and county. If you've never seen slam poetry, I encourage you to do so. It's amazing. It's a combination of poetry and theater and rap all rolled up into one bundle. And when you see it performed by young people, it's truly extraordinary. And this Verslandia was exceptional in a number of ways for me, including the performers and the content of their performance. But the two things that strike me as it relates to the RAC board and the work that RAC does is diversity and community, creating community around art. In this room of kids who are performing before a panel of adult judges, before their peers, before their peers' families, I saw really a microcosm of where our city is heading in terms of the diversity of the population that we serve. And we don't, although we know that diversity exists and is growing, we don't always see it gathered in one place. And at this competition, we did. We saw a diversity of race, ethnicity, socioeconomic background, gender, sexuality. It was truly wonderful. And we saw that happening at an event that created community. These kids were excited about poetry. I mean, if you have teenage children, maybe that'll strike you the way to meet. It was wonderful to see them cheering each other on, high-fiving, just a real spirit of collaboration and community around an art form. So as I said, to me, that event captured the promise of arts and arts and education, and I look forward to doing some small part to achieve that promise in our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, if I could just observe that, because you're on the board of the Literary Arts, I had the honor of going to see Justice Sotomayor recently, or within the last 6 months, and she was at the Schnitz. And the one thing that really stood out for me was Literary Arts was very intentional about making sure that high school students were there, particularly from East Portland. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed that the justice sort of answered a lot of the questions from students and then engaged in a dialogue with students. And then I saw some students afterwards at the reception. So another community building exercise, mm-hmm. but to have the highest ranking Latina justice in America connecting with kids of color from our system and feeling a connection and seeing that a barrier come down and see that she's a person who has a life story not dissimilar to theirs, growing up in public housing, overcoming barriers. It was very powerful. So congratulations for the work you've done at Literary Arts, and we are really fortunate that you've agreed to take on this assignment too. So thank you.
Thank you.
I think you can already see that Shashila will be a wonderful addition to our board, especially considering where RAC is at this point in time and all of our work in arts education and our commitment to equity. I also just wanted to mention really briefly, the person we're asking you to renew is Joanna Priestley. I'm sorry she couldn't be here today. She was here for our State of the Arts report. You might have remembered her. She was sitting in this chair right here in the big, colorful hat. She's an animator and really helps us make sure that we have representation on our board from the voice of the individual artist. So she's been a wonderful board member as well. So we thank you for consideration of both of these motions.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, I move the report.
We have testimony.
Yeah, so we have anybody who wishes to testify. You can be seated. Thank you.
We can go back?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have one person signed up, Charles Johnson.
Welcome. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Commissioners. Good morning. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, as Carla was quite aware. I'm very enthusiastic about this new candidate and also the fabulous Ms. Priestley, who does a good job of making sure that the RAC board is very engaged with artists. But I think that the job of this council is to try and blend these sessions where new appointments come up to be community awareness, a little bit of patting on the back, but also I think all of you could do a little bit more of using these moments to show due diligence. Recently, the Oregonian's Brad Schmidt did an article about how well are people in certain areas of our jurisdiction represented, how are people in East Portland represented. And whether it's with RAC or other committees and councils that are appointed through this committee, I would like to see y'all step it up and engage more with those organizations so we can hear not just the good outreach that they have to youth in our community, but also what are the real challenges they face? Are there areas, is there anyone in RAC from Lentz? The program we saw about the food desert was actually a RAC-funded thing. So we know that RAC has that. But I would like to see you as commissioners use these times when we have new appointments to engage more with the candidates, because I'm sure they would like to not just tell you about the good things they've done, but the ideas that they have for making their programs even better and places where they feel that they could use stronger support from the city, not just in budget. It's not so much an issue with RAC. We have them do events here in the right here in the City Hall. The State of the Arts program is good, but I think that you should look at RAC and engage with the, I think it's 24 board members because it's a shared jurisdiction between the county and some other agencies. But use these times to help ordinary citizens connect with these organizations. I'm very pleased that the candidate was able to come, and I think that adding literary arts and reminding the community that we have, you know, that the arts is more than just the fine arts. It's not just the stuff that some people think is too expensive at the Schnitz or the Portland Five or whatever it's being called now. And on that note, mentioning Five, it's always a good opportunity to mention the special programs that are $5 admissions that are more accessible to some of the city's lower income residents. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I move the report.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to accept the report appointing two nominees to the RAC board. Please, Carla, please call the roll.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you very much for our visitors for coming to tell us about the work that you've been doing and intend to do. It's also a good opportunity to thank the taxpayers of Portland for funding the arts tax, and we get a lot of flack about the arts tax, and certainly there could be some revisions to it. And still, it's going to good things. It is helping to support some of the programs that were just mentioned. And there is, I'm very pleased to see the sincere dedication to equity that RAC has been putting forward for the last 3 years and more, and I very much appreciate that. Aye.
Fish?
I want to thank both of our outstanding candidates, Ms. Jayapal and Ms. Priestley, for agreeing to serve. You'll learn that RAC is a very high-performing regional arts organization and is doing amazing work. And as Jeff and I learned last night, Portland is becoming a destination city for arts leaders, people who want to come here and advance their career and take our wonderful collection of arts organizations to the next level. It's an exciting time to be in Portland, and we are very blessed that you've agreed to step up and help us. So thank you, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Ms. Jayapal, for your willingness to serve, and thanks, Ms. Priestley, for continuing for another term on the RAC board. I appreciate your service. Aye. Okay. Motion is accepted. The report is adopted, and we move to our regular